Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have two guests today, Carolyn and Steve from Team Rubicon. You're probably wondering, Team Rubicon, I've never heard of that before. Well, you're going to hear a lot about it right now. I'm going to give it over to Carolyn and Steve to tell the folks just exactly what Team Rubicon does.
Thanks so much for having us today, Ron.
You're welcome, Carolyn. So,
Team Rubicon is a veteran-led humanitarian organization that serves global communities before, during, and after disasters and crises. So even though we reference being a global community, much of our focus, of course, is serving locally. We offer a lot of assistance to homeowners and folks who have been devastated by weather-related incidents. We've served during hurricanes, during local flooding, and offer a whole host of services free of charge for homeowners. And the great thing about it is a team of often veterans, first responders, and community members that just want to serve come out and help homeowners during what might be the worst day of his or her life.
So how do they get in touch with Team Rubicon if this happens to them? How does that work, Steve?
So Team Rubicon works during what we call blue skies. Blue skies is when there's not disasters currently happening. Gray skies is when there is. So during blue skies, we try to work with emergency managers and local volunteer organizations and people who support the community so they know who we are ahead of time. We do trainings with them. We do presentations with them. We do volunteer work with all of those people, including other veterans organizations. So we never go in uninvited. We always go in only if we are asked to, and which is why that it's important that they know who we are ahead of time. So they will request that we come in, and then we evaluate through a recon and Advon type process if the needs that are unmet are needs that we can meet with our organization, and if we can, and we have the ability to get enough people there, volunteers, which is most of the time, then we help that community.
So what are some of the stories of the service that's taken place with Team Rubicon? Can you tell the folks about that?
Well, I can share one recent story. There was some flooding that hit several communities in the Chicagoland area in the summer. So in July, Team Rubicon served homeowners in Cicero, many of whom had tremendous devastation in their basements. There may have been, you know, almost full flooding, a lot of need for cleaning of debris, removal of drywall from those basements. And we did similar operations in the Austin neighborhood in Chicago in both October and December. And what we've found and is so touching is our volunteers work so well together and really get to know these homeowners and have such a tremendous connection, even though their time with that homeowner might be brief, maybe over a few days of cleaning up a basement. But the homeowner is so touched because they may have not had very many options to help with that mess that has been festering in their basement for a few days. And the personal connections that come through are really remarkable. In October, when we served in the Austin neighborhood, we chatted with one homeowner who was, you know, single woman, an older lady, and she wasn't sure if we hadn't come along how she would have gotten her basement back to its ideal state.
So let me ask you a quick question. How did she find you, Carolyn?
She found us through community resources through the city of Chicago. As Steve referenced, we have great connections with various emergency management teams and city administrators. And because of our connection in Cicero and the volunteer work that had taken place there, that opened the door to great conversations with the city of Chicago.
Okay. And these workers, when they come out, like you say, first responders and veterans, they bring like their own tools and then the material supplied by the homeowner. How does that work?
It's no cost to the homeowner. totally free of charge, including the volunteer labor for people who are in our organization. We are supported by donations, private and corporate donations, and that's how we're funded. So we work with a company called Tool Bank. If it's a large operation where they'll come up with a trailer and they'll supply us the tools that we need, shovels, mops, buckets, protective clothing, eyewear, goggles, etc. So we have everything that we need already there. If it's a smaller operation, we have a logistics complex that has a certain number of all of those items available, and we have a trailer in the Chicago metro area that we deploy to these local operations to supply our people.
Steve, how about the raw material? Where does that come from? The lumber, the drywall, things like that.
So when we respond to disasters, we do a lot of debris removal. So we don't rebuild during that process, although we do have a rebuild program in other parts of the country that's pretty established and actually have built over 100 homes after Hurricane Harvey in the Houston area and a similar operation in Florida. So there is a rebuild operation, but our typical response that we are known well for is debris removal and access to home, access to roads, and also during the pandemic, helping with the immunization process and logistics with that.
How about your key projects? You want to talk about that a little bit, Carolyn?
Well, one of our key projects that I think Team Rubicon is really proud of overall is helping ensure that all of our volunteers are trained. We often say within Team Rubicon, there's a place for everyone. So we mentioned a lot about debris removal. And Ron, you don't necessarily have to be a person that can do physical labor or who has an interest in cleaning out basements. We have a lot of administrative opportunities, managing supplies, helping cook meals for our volunteers and first responder teams on these various projects. And to that end, I want to highlight a little bit the opportunities that we have for folks who join as volunteers. There's tremendous training and education programs in Team Rubicon. We talked a lot about cleanup, and especially in the Chicago area, we've done a fair amount of that over the last year. But we also have had teams that have deployed to Florida pretty often and other parts of the country on smaller operations. But as you know, Ron, Florida's been hit by a fair amount of hurricanes over the last few years.
They sure have.
So we have skilled saw teams who are able to go out and cut down trees of a certain level. Steve mentioned making sure homeowners have access to roadway, driveway, entrance to home. And all of these folks are trained, and that training is provided by Team Rubicon with skilled experts. So we found that really being beneficial, not only to get folks in and find something that interests them as a volunteer, but it's a great way for many of our veterans to feel like they're still involved in their community and that they have a way to give back by embarking on this training, building new skills, and then helping their communities.
Well, as a veteran, I'm sure they take great pride in what they're doing because they're helping others, and that probably gives them a sense of fulfillment, too, at the same time.
Absolutely. And we've found many of our Team Rubicon volunteers have such profound stories of not only connections with homeowners, but with each other. There's such fellowship that takes place during a Team Rubicon operation. If folks are on a long-term operation, we're having volunteers deploy to Florida, for example. We're there for a week at a time with groups of volunteers. So you get to meet folks from other parts of the country, develop friendships with those Team Rubicon gray shirts, we call ourselves. And many of our veterans have found this gives them a great community to connect after the operation is over. So we're fighting some of that loneliness that people often face in the United States right now.
Yeah, and especially veterans, too, where they need that support. That's really important. So if a group goes to Florida from the local chapter here, how do they drive down there? How do you transport those folks, and who pays for all that?
Again, that's funded by donation dollars. And what happens typically when an operation reaches the operational order stage, which is the stage that you know that there's going to be people being deployed, if it's a large operation like the Florida ones, there's no cost to the volunteer whatsoever. There's basically a bat signal email sent out to everybody who's qualified to respond, and you can respond to that as a volunteer, or you can dismiss it and wait for the next one if you want to. No pressure. When you do respond, you pack your bag, we call it a go bag, and you pack it for 4 days worth of things, even though you'll probably be there a week, maybe 2 weeks, but there is laundry services once you get there. You drive yourself, which you keep track of and would get reimbursed the mileage, and or if it's a flight to go down there, Team Rubicon gives you the information for the flight ticket, and that's how you get down there.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, because it gives the people who are volunteering some confidence that, hey, I'm just not, you know, taking a flying leap in the ocean here. I've got some direction, I've got some guidance, and that's really good. And also, it's going to keep them busy too, you know, busy hands. Just take your mind off of some other things that might bother you, and it makes it even better for you.
It can be scary. There are, when you don't know people, and maybe you're new to the organization, you're just kind of putting trust in the process. And it turns out that these people who come from all parts of the nation, and in some cases of the world, to go help these communities, they get there. Team Rubicon keeps track of your location, when you come, when you go, when you leave home, when you get home, and when you get there, so that you are safe. But these people get together and they work shoulder to shoulder. They sweat. They give of themselves to help other people. And there's an unbelievable bond that's created. And by the end of the day, you feel like you know these people. You have time at the end of the day after the hard work to bond. We have a lot of times a bonfire, or at least a get-together, where you can share your wins, your losses of the day. Everybody kind of speaks the same language, partially from the military lingo that everybody has shared, and partially from the fact that during the operation we use National Incident Management System, we use Incident Command System, and all of that helps our operations run smoothly and to build.
Boy, it sounds like the military all over again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of familiar sounds there. Who are some of the Team Rubicon partners that you have?
Some of them are CASE, which is heavy equipment. We have relationship with Under Armour, relationship with Starbucks, relationship with Steel Saws.
Ford Motor Company, too, I think.
Ford Motor Company actually donated, I believe it was 17 pickup trucks to us.
Really?
That's how much they believe in us.
That's pretty awesome. Wow.
And Hertz has been very good to us in terms of car rentals and making sure, actually, when we get to these operations, that we have the type of vehicles that we need. Because you might imagine deploying a whole host of volunteers who might be using, as Steve referenced, chainsaws, shovels, all that sort of equipment you need a pickup truck for.
Yes. So in this, the folks in our listening area here in McHenry County, if they wanted to be a part of the team, or they wanted to help out and felt, hey, I can volunteer, I can do some things, who do they reach out to? How do they contact you, or where do they go?
We have a website. It's TeamRubiconUSA.org.
Let's do it one more time, Steve.
TeamRubiconUSA.org.
Okay, and when they go to that website, that'll tell them how they can volunteer, what they can do, where they're located, things like that?
It tells all that information, as well as operations that have happened, are happening, will happen, and what we do for the community, as well as a link that you can press to get going with the sign-up process.
So now, Carolyn, how long have you folks been together with Team Rubicon, as far as you and Steve? I mean, have you been a part of the Team Rubicon for a long time, or?
I've been a volunteer for just more than a year. It's interesting, actually, because I was looking for some way to give back and connect more deeply with like-minded people. And I actually saw a piece on one of the Chicago newscasts about the Chicago office, which opened not long ago in a refurbished Chicago firehouse. That's where the headquarters are here in Chicago.
Okay.
And I thought, those look like my people. They had a whole group deploying to Florida at that time. And so I went to the website, and again, want to reiterate to anyone listening, we talk about veterans and first responders and folks who have military background, but I have none of those. I'm a hospital administrator by background, so I feel like I have the heart for giving. There's opportunities for all, and again, all sorts of roles that you can play. So I want to make sure folks listening realize that there's a place for everyone and great opportunity for camaraderie, giving back, and making a difference in the world.
You know, I love my tractor and my chainsaw. If my wife hears the show, she'll probably say, sign him up so I can ship him off once in a while. So he'll be out of my hair for a while. I'm sure that's the case. And I'm sure you got a lot of members that are like that, say, oh, yeah, let him go for a week. That's good. It'll be a break for all of us.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you, Ron. So we're counting on that now.
Let's talk a little bit about funding, because you have to operate on funds. What your needs are, what you look for, or what your budget might be. Can you give us some guidance that way?
The most that I can share is, as Steve mentioned, we have the great partners and private donors, both large and small, who have been very good to Team Rubicon to make sure that we can live out these missions. And it's interesting because Team Rubicon is certainly a very principled organization, and we have some mantras within the group, and one is, your mother's a donor. So the idea is that any money that is spent by the folks setting up these operations and that are spent during the operation are really used wisely. The funds are carefully examined to make sure that we are as much as possible serving the community in the best way that we can.
And I'm sure if they go to your website, there's probably an area on there where they can donate, and it gives them directions on how they can donate.
Absolutely. As Steve mentioned, the TeamRubiconUSA.org shares opportunities of donation and how to volunteer as well.
And being privately funded, you have large and small partners, I would imagine, all across the country.
Absolutely. Steve highlighted a few of those. And, you know, fortunately, as we continue to share stories, not only of the numbers of homeowners that have been helped, but the lives that have been touched and the connections that have been made in terms of people having their faith restored, that there are good, caring people out there, really lends itself to deepening those partnerships. I think people see how the organization is run and how much work takes place in the best way and most economical way possible at these operations. And these partners are inspired by that.
Well, you talked about Ford donating all the trucks. I'm sure you have other companies that donate equipment too, like saws and things like that. You're probably open to any type of donation, I would think.
Absolutely. But the best way to find out how to donate is to go to that website, and they will ask a series of questions. And if there are in-kind donations that somebody would like to give, there's a process how to do that, and it's explained on that website.
So your main location is downtown Chicago, is that correct?
The Team Rubicon headquarters are actually in Los Angeles, but this satellite office is here with several paid employees, and we use that beautiful space for education and get-togethers.
And how they picked the firehouse? Was it something that just became available, Carolyn? Do you know?
Steve, you probably have a little more history on that than I do.
So there's about 170,000 volunteers in Team Rubicon at this point, and we have three branches. Ours happens to be North Branch, and then there's West Branch and South Branch. So North Branch headquarters is Chicago. The way that they picked the building, they wanted, it was very important for them for it to mean something to the community. And there's a retired fire chief named Rick Colome that is a big part of our organization. He's actually the deputy for North Branch, deputy to Mike Watkins, who's the head administrator. And he and Mike worked really for a long time together to find just the right building. And when they saw that there was this firehouse that was vacant, they didn't want to see it not memorialized. And they knew that it would be very special to not only veterans, but the first responders that make a large number of our contingent volunteers.
Sure. And now where's the West Branch, Steve?
West Branch is anywhere from Washington State down to California, and basically west of the mountains.
Oh, so quite a large territory then.
Yes.
And then your branch covers a large territory in the Midwest here, correct?
Absolutely. North Branch, I believe, covers 26 states, actually, anywhere from Kansas to New York and down to Puerto Rico.
That is a large area to cover. Boy,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty vast. And with all the things that are going on with the changing climate and things, that's got to keep you busy.
It does. There's always, sadly, there's always disasters happening. And it seems like, and I don't know the statistics, but I do know that before I was in Team Rubicon, pre-2016, either I wasn't aware of the disasters or just the number of disasters have picked up unbelievably because I've been paying attention since I've been in. And there are disaster seasons like August, September, October, where a lot of hurricanes hit, especially
right
on the Gulf. But there's tornadoes that happen at any time and heavy rainfalls that happen at any time. So, yes, we're very busy and we help anytime somebody calls us.
Carolyn mentioned how she became a part of Team Rubicon. How about yourself, Steve? How did you become a part of Team Rubicon?
I'm a veteran of the Air Force, and I also am a firefighter paramedic, so that's my background. And I came across the website at one point in 2014, signed up, and then there were some local tornadoes that Team Rubicon responded to. And I thought it was wonderful that they were getting hands-on and involved and doing something with their time and really helping people. So I signed up, and then in 2016, I loved it so much that when they said they needed a training leader for this area, that I opted to do that. And I've been heavily involved in training in Team Rubicon since that point, including leading the Midwest in training for a couple of years.
And your training, what does that consist of, Steve?
Training includes things like site survey, which sets up the operation. Once people get there, they go out in two-person teams to find out which homeowners have the need and what exactly that they need. Site survey teams then report to the ops chief, and the ops chief makes their plan for the next day based on those surveys. So there's training to teach people how to do that. There's training for heavy equipment operation. There's people who've never touched the levers on heavy equipment, and by the time that they're done with this training, they can, under supervision, operate safely on moving limbs and house parts and stuff.
That's great.
Lots of different training opportunities.
That is really great. I mean, that's quite a feat. We want to be sure that everybody that's listening knows that you can contact Team Rubicon through their website, and get more information, and you could be a volunteer. And you veterans out there that are thinking of what you want to do, and maybe you want to have some time on your hands. Steve is ready to train you. You don't have to worry, because if you're a truck driver, they're not going to make you a chef. They're gonna give you something that you like to do, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And we want to thank both Carolyn and Steve for taking time to come and see us. Team Rubicon is something a lot of folks don't know about, but I hope that you do know more about them now and what their destiny is and what they try to do and what they're trying to accomplish. So we thank them for being here today, and we want to tell you that we appreciate the work that they're doing. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us anytime, and thank you again, folks, for being here.
Thank you for having us.